Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to this Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Silcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to another mixture of chirpy chatter and cheery clatter as we delve into tonight's theme, The Secret of Happiness. We're all interested in discovering the secret of happiness. Well, here's a couple of cheery chappies to help us on our quest. Foster and Alan singing There's Life in the Old Dog Yet.
Back in 1964, and I danced in every ballroom from Salt Hill to Temple Moor. My hair and days have come and gone, but I have no regrets. Listen, Varna, here I come. There's life in the old dog yet.
There's life in the old dog yet, my boy. There's life in the old dog yet. Listen, Varna, here I come. There's life in the old dog yet.
We thought Maggie Lynch would be left sitting on the fence. They say that she kissed many a toad before she kissed the prince. But she had a plan, she got a man, she joined the new jet set. Well, he's old and grey, she's been heard to say there's life in the old dog yet.
There's life in the old dog yet, me boys, there's life in the old dog yet. Though he's old and grey, she's been heard to say there's life in the old dog yet.
The secret of happiness lies in many things. It includes being young at heart, as Frank Sinatra sings here.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Speaking about being young at heart, my granny started work at the age of 72. That's after being a housewife and granny for many years, not working. My mother's aunt got married for the very first time at the age of 70. My dad is working after the age of 80. I saw a man graduate at Aberdeen University at the age of 99, and he was wondering what he was going to do next year for his studies. I knew a woman who danced up on the Lammermuir Hills at the age of 100. At any age, we can be full of life and have dancing feet, just as the music takes us, as Neil Sedaka sings here. Listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour, where we're seeking the secret of happiness. Love can put a new song in our hearts. I remember it well. I used to say, I'm too happy right now to be sad. Oh, the glow of romance as love changes everything.
Love changes everything, hands and faces, earth and sky.
Love changes everything, how you live and how you die.
Love can make the summer fly, or a night seem like a lifetime. Yes, love changes everything.
Now I tremble at your name.
Nothing in the world will ever be the same.
Love changes everything. Days are longer, words mean more.
Love changes everything.
Oh,
The secret of happiness is to be young at heart, to be in love, and to maybe stop and smell the roses occasionally and just reflect that really this is a wonderful world, as Eva Cassidy has noticed as well.
I see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I hear babies cry, watch them grow, and they'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you.
So how are you today? Are you happy? I'm reading a book at the moment called Splashes of Joy in the Cesspools of Life by Barbara Johnson. Yes, it is American. She writes that when you laugh, your body is revitalized by internal massage. Laughter is like jogging on the inside. Because laughter is therapeutic, hospitals in America are developing laughter programs. One patient in hospital was in excruciating pain all the time. Doctors put the odds on his recovery at 500 to 1, and the patient was treated by eating healthy foods, taking vitamins, and undergoing laugh therapy. He was checked out of hospital into a hotel room with a bundle of videos. Cartoons, Marx Brothers, anything that would make him laugh. He quickly found that if he laughed hard for 10 minutes straight, he would have 2 hours of painlessness. He amazed doctors by eventually recovering completely. It's a scientific fact that laughter increases the production of endorphins, the body's natural painkillers. Laughter is a tranquilizer with no side effects. Psychologically, laughter changes expectations and attitudes and moods. It's like a shock absorber that eases the blows of life. Laughter is good exercise. 10 seconds hard belly laughing raises the heart rate to the same level as 10 minutes of jogging. So laughter is good for the body and good for the soul.
Walk with the Lord. The sky is bluer.
Christians should be the happiest people in the whole world, because the Bible says God generously gives us everything for our enjoyment. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. But sadly, Christians don't always turn out to be the happiest people in the world. I remember as a little boy, we were in the car going to Fraserburgh to the church when we were giving a lift to Mary, who was a very devout, nice old lady Christian, but she was a very sober and serious sort of personality. She rarely broke into a smile. And we also, as we were driving in the car, saw a man thumbing a lift. This was Davy, the local drunk. He was on his way to the pub. So it was quite funny looking in the mirror, seeing in the back seat Mary sitting next to Davy. And Mary thought she would evangelise a little and say to him, "Davy, how about coming to the church today instead of the pub?" He said, "Why should I?" "Well, you'll get the joy of the Lord." "The joy of the Lord, Mary? Have you got the joy of the Lord?" "Oh, yes, Davy." "Well, you should try showing it sometime." "Mary, how about you coming with me to the pub? It's full of joy, and the folks show it there." Well, there's a sobering thought for all Christians. What a difference it makes when we know for sure that God is with me and for me. Here's some Christians singing the happy song at a spring harvest festival. The song says, happiness is knowing that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Here's Adelaide College singing that happiness is found in Jesus. He's the centre of our joy.
Joy.
So tonight we've been exploring the secret of happiness, and we've come to the conclusion that happiness comes from counting our blessings rather than our burdens. Happiness comes from loving God and our neighbour. Happiness comes from knowing who we are, whom we serve, and what life is all about, as Don Francisco sings here. So bye for now. Have a nice day. Tune in again next week.
I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I know why I am here. Why I'm here with you. I know why the earth goes around. I know where the answer's found. I know love's forever. I know that it's true. I know who to trust. I know where to find him. That he listens when I call his name. My soul's safe within his care. I know I can leave it there. I know in the end I won't be ashamed. It's not how you pay, or if you've told the line, why you went astray. There's no place left for pride. It isn't what you do, but a gift was given me that's there for you. Love's forever. I know.